Listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Wednesday with us here as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for all these listeners here today. Thank you for everyone that you've drawn here to your Word here today. As we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray your word back to you, that you, if you would be lifted up, that you would draw all people back to yourself, Lord. And we ask you to do that now at this time. Speak to us through your word. Lead us and draw us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be doers of your word, not just hearers. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We are in Colossians here on WGOD. We've been alternating back and forth between some older sermons and the new sermons that I'm preaching every week. That's what you're going to hear today, the sermon I just preached on Sunday. And it actually is my vision for the church, comes from the Apostle Paul's vision for all of the churches under his care. And that comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 28. Speaking of Jesus, he says, "Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom." I mean, there's enough right there. First of all, we preach the word here. That's the focus. Him we preach. We lift up the Lord Jesus Christ here. We exalt him to his exalted position. So him we preach, warning every man. That's what he did. We just read last week all those promises he gave. He added the word "if" to them. If you continue in the faith. The Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 13 said 3 out of 4 people that start off in the faith don't continue in the faith. So he warned them. I'd do the same thing as well. Not everyone who starts off in the faith crosses the finish line. Read Matthew chapter 13. Look what happens to people. Some don't understand for various reasons. Some, it says, the cares of this world. Actually, in Greek, that would be the anxieties of the age. That if you, as a Christian, have to take some kind of supplement, pharmaceutical, in order to cope with life, he's talking to you this morning. Others, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word. So, him we preach, warning every man. We read in John 6:6:6, when they heard a hard saying, it said, and many walked with him no longer. So, him we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man with all wisdom. Wisdom comes from above. Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom comes from God. We ask him. He gives to all without finding fault. Knowledge, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It all starts there with fear in God. So that's what we're looking at here in this sermon. This will play here today and tomorrow. I invite you guys to church tonight. We'd love to see you. 6 o'clock. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And this Sunday we'll continue right where we're at, here in the book of Colossians. So, okay, here we go. Part one of Him We Preach. You know, I'm really grateful for one of our visitors here today that told me she had the patience to sift through most of my sermons online. What a true glutton for punishment. Welcome. We welcome you here. Thank you, Cher. If you need one of these, raise your hand. We'll make sure that you get one. Okay, right there. Look at that. Our one visitor today doesn't even have a handout. Yes, please. Anybody else? Okay. Are we rolling, Danny? Are we rolling, madam? Okay. Him we preach. We're in the book of Colossians. Oh, nice. Sure got off to a rousing, roaring start last Sunday, didn't we? And that's what happens when Jesus Christ is the centerpiece and the main thing and the focal point and all that you do. What happened in this church last week? That's what happens when we do that. It's all about Him. That's why we're here. There's unity in the spiritual realm when we do that. And God is pleased. Remember what the Lord Jesus said. He said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself." He's promised that. So let's do that right now. Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus, we lift you up. Lord, we pray your word back to you, that you now, as we lift you up and exalt you as the Son of God, that all the fullness of God dwells in you in bodily form, we lift you up. We pray right now you would draw all of us, those here, those that are watching online, those that are on Facebook, those that are going to be on later on YouTube, those that are going to hear on the radio later. We just pray right now you will draw all people to you. Fill us with wisdom and knowledge. It all starts there. Wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Wisdom and knowledge. Fill us with those things here today. We praise you now, Lord, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen. Okay, now we left off last Sunday as I made the comment that next week we're going to look at my vision for Island Community Church. If you guys remember, that's where we left off here last week. Now here it goes, right from this text in the first chapter of Colossians. Let's pick it up in verse 27. Now verses 28 and on are on the handout. Just this one verse here isn't. Wanted to backpedal a verse. Verse 27 of Colossians chapter 1, it says, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." That's where we left off here last week. Now, verse 28, it says, "Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom." Now, for those who might be new here, those that are visiting certainly have never heard it, or those that maybe haven't heard it in a long time, this is my vision here for you and for those that attend Island Community Church. 4 points here. Number one, we, as Pastor Darren and myself, we preach Christ here. That's what we do. It all starts with Him. It's all about Him. It's not about programs, and it's not about stuff. It's not about how good the music is. It's not about wah-wah pedals. It's not about Marshall amps. It's all about Him. And we preach Him here. My vision for you, we preach Jesus here. That's how this church has gone from 5, 6, 7, 8 people to how many are here today, Dwayne? 76. To God be the glory for that. Because His Spirit's drawn you here. Because you're hungry for God. That's why you're here. In case you were wondering, you are here because the Lord's drawn you here and you're hungry for more of Him. So I know a good thing when I see it, and that is preach Christ. We left off last week looking at who Jesus is and looking at what He's done. Remember, He's pre-qualified us to receive an inheritance in spite of your credit rating. you're still pre-qualified. Now that's good news. No bank can deny you. No devil can deny you. We read last week, as we exalted the Savior, we found out that you are pre-qualified. And you're pre-qualified to inherit all of Jehovah's stuff. And his stuff goes faster than yours. And is better. I mean, who would you rather inherit from? I say it all the time. Who would you rather inherit from? Right? Uncle Harry's Grand Funk Railroad collection? Or Jehovah? Huh? B. He's pre-qualified us to receive an inheritance in spite of our credit rating. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Number three, he's given us a transfer. We've been transferred out of this evil world into his glorious kingdom. And number four, he's paid the purchase price for my sins. And that would be his very own blood. Blood was what he paid with. That's why we read here in verse 14, and in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So it's all about him. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It's all about him. So number one, for my vision here, we preach Christ. Number two, warning every man, woman, and child. Luann's in there warning the children too. You got to learn this at an early age. You don't just have to wait until you're 57 for me to warn you. Vinny's going to be warned in there not to lie, cheat, and steal. And everyone else. So warning every man. In plain vernacular, we could say Jesus or else. Jesus or else. And don't walk away like most people do. Matthew chapter 13, 3 out of 4 people walk away. 3 out of 4 people receive the word with joy, and for various reasons, don't cross the finish line in faith. So he says, warning every man, Jesus or the consequences. Now, Jesus and Paul both warned about it. So will this Paul as well. John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe stands or is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be clearly seen and that they have been done in God. So, truth or consequences, like the old TV show, for those of you 60 years old as I am or older, 61, let's be exact. Truth or consequences. That's what he's saying. That's what he preaches. That's his vision, is him we preach, and also truth or consequences. Believe and receive Jesus Christ, or else. Or else. There's consequences for refusing him. And that would be hellfire. Now, Paul says he warns everyone. It's part of his preaching of Jesus. He told this to the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse, I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 through 10. Paul says, since it's a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those that trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire. See, this is why I always say to you guys, once you see him, it's too late. Once you see Jesus Christ, it's too late. You can't wait for him to come back and go, oh, all right, now I believe. You've got to believe today while you don't see him. Once you see him, it's too late. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. So, truth or consequences? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that don't know God and on those that don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified among his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. So my vision here for you is to obey the gospel and for you to know God. The third thing is, he says, teaching every man. Speaks for itself, right? That's what we're doing now. That's what we do here. That's why he is back here on Sunday mornings teaching the book of Mark verse by verse. That's why I'm here teaching this book Wednesday night. That's what we do here. This is why we teach individual books of the New Testament verse by verse, like we're doing now, is me and Pastor Darren fulfilling the calling here that we have here at this church. This is what you're guaranteed to receive when you come here. Number four, my vision here for this church, it says, in all wisdom. Now, James 3:17 says this. It says, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. See, that's what he prayed for the people. Who wants that kind of wisdom? Count me in, right? We need this indispensable wisdom. As a matter of fact, we can't do life without it. We can't do life without this kind of wisdom, which is why this is a part of my vision for all of you here at this church. We need that wisdom that comes from above. We can't do life without it. You can't do life without the wisdom of God. You just can't. Look, for me to say to you, repent and believe the gospel is wise. For me to say to you, he's coming again a second time, apart from sin to everyone who's looking for him, is wise. Receive his wisdom, and you'll believe these things that I'm preaching to you. It starts with wisdom. He imparts his wisdom to you, and then I preach and share the truth with you, and you, the light bulb goes off, you say, aha! And you walk out here full of the wisdom of God. That's how this works. That's 100% wisdom and 0% my opinion. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. It's him. It's all about him. All right, now here's the end result. Here's the positive outcome of our vision for the members of this church. Starts with the word so that. Verse 28 again, him we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, so that we may present every man or every person perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, Greek language here is very precise. He didn't say present you perfect to Christ. He didn't say present you perfect for Christ. But Paul wrote on Christo Iesu, which means perfect in Christ. And that's the only way to be perfect, is in Christ. That's the only way to gain entry into heaven, is in Christ. That's the only way to be forgiven of sin, is to be in Christ. That's the only way to be justified and declared not guilty by the judge, is for you to be in Christ. For God to look right through you and see his son. You've got to be in Christ. And that's the only way to be righteous or justified. Remember, God takes that gavel, slams down that gavel, looks at you and says,
not guilty. You're not guilty, son. Daughter, you are not guilty. That comes about through you being in Christ. That's his prayer for them. And that is not only possible, but it's true. When you are in Christ and when he is in you. Then in this last verse, he shows us this is his vision for the churches as well. Not just mine, this is his. Verse 29, he says, to this end, that's everything I've been preaching so far. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which he works in me mightily. There's that word strive again. We've been looking at that for 10 years here. Agonizo is the Greek word, like sweating great drops of blood in the garden and agonizing in prayer is what the Apostle Paul does to see to it that his vision for the church of Jesus Christ is implemented. Striving. Striving. But he's not striving in his own strength. He's striving in the power of the Holy Spirit, using every ounce of wisdom, energy, strength, and discernment that the Lord has given to him in order to fulfill this calling. Christ we preach, warning everyone, teaching everyone, striving for everyone that they would receive the wisdom of God, so that every week in this church, you too can have an aha moment every week. So that's my goal for all of you here at this church. Now let's move on here to chapter 2. It's good to know a church's vision, isn't it? I mean, some people's vision is to have a bigger church. Some people's vision is to grow and have a bigger church. I mean, in square footage, grow. And if that's their vision, they stand before God before their vision. I don't mean to sound arrogant or proud, but I just want you to see where my vision is for you, and that is to be the kind of people here that we're seeing here in this chapter. All right, chapter 2. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea. For as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Remember last week I said these people have never met Paul. Paul's never met these people. They're strangers. Paul's disciple Epaphras started this church. Paul's never been there. Verse 2. So that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Interesting Greek word here for treasure. It's something that all of you used to own when you were in grade school. The Greek word is thesaurus. I had one of those in school. It's like that old figure of speech, treasure trove. And it's a treasure trove. Well, Paul is saying here that the greatest treasure trove of all is hidden in God, both the Father and the Son. And it's a treasure trove of wisdom and knowledge. And it's hidden with God. It's hidden in God. And it's all yours for the receiving. It's all yours for the receiving. James tells us all we need to do is ask for it. James chapter 1, verse 5, out of the NIV, it said, if any one of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God for it, who gives generously. Why cannot I say the word generously? Who gives to all. He gives a whole lot. He gives, here we go again, who gives to all generously Was that right? And it says, he gives to all generously and without finding fault. Boy, thank God for that, huh? Without finding fault. Well, you know, we do that all the time, right? Well, you can't have this because, or you can't have this unless you do that. We do that kind of stuff all the time. And God is a generous giver of wisdom, and he doesn't find fault in us. I can't give you this because remember back in 1937, you stepped on a crack and broke your mother's back? Don't you remember breaking your mother's back? Don't you remember doing that? See? Mother and son there, you see, he did that. He stepped on a crack. That's why Daddy's got a bad back. Therefore, you can't have it. Thank God God doesn't deal with us that way. It says, without finding fault. You pray and you ask God for wisdom. And it says here, there's a comma there after that. It says, and it will be given to you. That's all that you need to get through this evil world is the wisdom of God imparted to you. And the second thing is knowledge. Remember, it's like a thesaurus. It's a treasure trove of wisdom and knowledge. It's hidden in God. It's yours for the asking. So wisdom, the second is knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. It all starts with fearing God. It all starts with fearing God. You get that part right. Pray for wisdom. He doesn't find fault in you asking for it. You pray for wisdom. It's not even dependent on what kind of day you're having or how much sin you committed last night. Pray. Ask for wisdom from him. Knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In Proverbs 1:22, it says, fools hate knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. God also says in Proverbs 1:28, God says, then they will call upon me and I will not answer. They will seek me diligently and they will not find me because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Starts there. You fear God. Fear, you know, I'm not going to do this because I fear God. Starts there. I didn't say you need to be perfect. You need to fear God. So all of the wisdom and knowledge in the universe is hidden. It's hidden in God. The wisdom is available upon genuine request. The knowledge comes about through fearing God. All right, verse 4. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. All right, so in verse 4, he tells the church, don't let people deceive you by persuasive words.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.